With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Fire crews have been on scene of a fire just east of downtown Windsor. Windsor Fire and Rescue was called after 1:30 Wednesday morning to a home on Marinette Avenue off Tuscarora. No word yet on any potential injuries, a cause, or a damage estimate. Meanwhile, the OPP has arrested a 19-year-old for disqualified driving. The driver was stopped on County Road 2 in Lakeshore early Monday night. The Tecumseh man is charged with operating a vehicle while prohibited. The vehicle itself is impounded for 45 days. Canada will be getting a huge shot in the arm for critical housing infrastructure. The announcement was made Tuesday in London by Attorney General Arif Virani. The $6 billion, which will appear in the upcoming federal budget, includes the launch of the Canada Housing Infrastructure Fund. $5 billion is under the condition that provincial governments agree to actions that increase housing supply. If you use the Nexus program to cross the border, be ready to pay more to renew your membership. An increase from $50 US to $120 for a 5-year membership has been proposed. It's still subject to regulatory approval in both Canada and the US. The joint program by the CBSA and the US Customs and Border Protection operates dedicated lanes for low-risk travelers. Taiwan has been hit with its worst earthquake in a quarter century. The BBC reports that the 7.4 magnitude earthquake was followed by one measuring 6.5. Buildings have collapsed in the east coast city of Hualien. Tsunami warnings were issued. Pilots for a regional airline have approved strike action. Global News reports that pilots for WestJet Encore, which flies between destinations in Western Canada, voted 97% in favor of walking off the tarmac if there's no new contract by April 17th. The dispute does not affect WestJet flights that operate to and from Windsor Airport. The fight to fund safe consumption sites across Ontario has been taken up by the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. CEO Doris Grinsman says the freeze needs to be lifted at once.
The Safe Point consumption sites is vital to save lives because of the ongoing drug toxicity crisis, and not providing the funding is simply astonishingly unwise.
Windsor Safe Point closed in December due to a province-wide safety review. The RNAO has launched a petition. The Chatham Can Health Alliance is offering opportunities for those wanting to work in healthcare. A job fair is set for Thursday, April 11th from 1 to 5 at the Bradley Convention Center in Chatham. Information will be offered on a variety of disciplines, including nursing, personal support, lab technicians, and others. In sports, Lakeshore beat Essex 4-2 in Game 5 of the Stobbs Division Finals Tuesday night. They can wrap up the series Friday. The Tigers were rained out in New York. The Blue Jays doubled up the Astros 2-1 in Houston. In the NBA, the Raptors fell at home to the Lakers 128-111. Wednesday morning's weather, cloudy with rain or drizzle possible, high at 9. Lingering sprinkles or flurries Wednesday night at plus 3. Cloudy, breezy, and 8 Thursday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.